When Bryce White got the results from his antibody test showing he did have COVID at some point, he wasn't all that surprised.
There were four people in my office, me included, and three of them tested positive for the coronavirus. Being the only one that was still working here that did not end up getting sick and, you know, qualifying for a test, I heard about Covenant, their antibody test, and so me and my primary care physician agreed that it would be a good idea to do it to find out.
Antibody testing became available in Lubbock in early May. We still don't have many answers about what our bodies can do with these antibodies. Like, do they provide immunity to COVID-19? And if so, how long does that last? There have been a few scientific breakthroughs recently. One study shows monkeys that were infected with the virus and recovered did not get sick again when re-exposed. And another suggests that antibodies from llamas may provide some defense against the coronavirus. On a more local level, Dr. Michael Robertson from Covenant Health says these tests have shown that we're not in the clear yet.
For Lubbock County, it's about 1.9 people per thousand have been infected with coronavirus or COVID-19. We're seeing a similar sort of ratio with these positive antibody tests. I think the thing that it tells us is that even though we were shocked at how many people have tested positive, the vast majority of the population in Lubbock County have not had the virus and are still susceptible to it. And that's why it's important for us to continue with social distancing.
What's interesting is that the three that tested positive all had different symptoms. And so one actually had gastrointestinal issues. One had more of the upper respiratory fatigue, lack of appetite. And then another one was sick with flu and strep, and then ended up testing positive for the coronavirus.
Meanwhile, White never showed symptoms of having the virus. In fact, the last time he recalls being sick was in December. Even still, he self-quarantined for 2 weeks, occasionally seeing his immediate family, who were also planning to get tested.
I could see how this virus could have been here earlier than a lot of people had said. And then I could also see how it's possible that I just had it and was asymptomatic.
White looks at his positive results as an opportunity to give back. He's planning to donate his antibody-rich plasma to help those now struggling with COVID-19 and possibly provide their bodies some defense.
That puts me in a unique category to help. I was happy to hear that there's going to be an option to actually do something to help the community.
For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Casey Ellingson. Follow our COVID coverage at kttz.org and send us your stories through Twitter and Instagram at TTU Public Media. Support for this program comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Texas Mutual is distributing dividends to eligible policyholders 2 months early, along with other community relief actions. More at texasmutual.com/dividends.